everybody, welcome back to Inside Secrets, a video blog that's all about the behind-the-scenes making of the show Secrets of New York. I'm producer-director Harry Hunkel, and with me today is the great, the one and only Sam Litt. Sam Litt is the Macintosh... What's your title?
Manager of Macintosh Support.
Manager of Macintosh Support. Now, that might seem a little esoteric, but let me tell you something. All of the secret shows are edited on Macintosh systems using Final Cut Pro. And so Mr. Litt's role here is pretty important to the whole production of the show, because I must come to you at least once a day with questions, issues, concerns about Final Cut and Mac, and especially now that we're editing HD, it's really, your skills are really needed, like minute by minute during the day.
The world is a changing place.
So tell me about that. I mean, how did you get into Macintosh Support?
Well, I think I was born a nerd. And as a child, when I was role-playing Star Trek, while other people wanted to be Kirk and Spock, I wanted to be Scotty.
Okay, because as a child, I didn't think they had Macintoshes, then, did they?
No. It so happens that in one of my multitudes of college careers, I ended up at Ramapo College in New Jersey, and I ran into the dean of communication arts, and he said to me, "Sam, do you own a computer?" And I said, "No." "Well, I do. I own a PC."
He had an Abacus back then.
And the guy said to me, "Well, you should try Macintosh." And so I did. And from that point on, I parlayed my hobby into my profession.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great.
Working at the school.
So tell me a little bit about Final Cut Pro.
Final Cut Pro is an excellent application. It certainly has turned the world on its ear, as they say.
Right.
It's done.
Everybody seems to be switching to it.
Yeah. They used to be, you know, it's done what Quark and PageMaker had done to the Heidelberg. What, you know?
Exactly.
They've done to Avid. It lowered the buy-in point to building professional workflow content to the desktop of a computer instead of building like a dedicated system.
Right. I mean, I've been sort of joking about, you know, how long I've been in the business, but I've been in the business long enough to remember renting studio spaces in Midtown that would cost about $1,000 an hour to do what I can now do on a Macintosh using Final Cut.
Yeah. I started in 86 professionally in the support of computers in general.
Right.
And, I've seen the industry go from analog, you know, where they were using film.
Sure.
To tape, videotape decks.
Actually, you know, I have splicing. A little scar on my thumb from splicing film.
Me too. Right here, people. Right here. And it's been a good run. And I think Final Cut Pro is an excellent application. I think that it's getting better with every year. Every dog has its fleas, and it has its own fleas, but, you know, somewhere you lower your expectations and you sort of, like, continue to, you know, chop away at, you know, fine-tuning what you do as your craft, your skill, and the technology gets better and you sort of, like, meet somewhere.
Cool. Very good. Well, Mr. Litt, thank you very much for your insights into Final Cut. Thank you for being a part of the blog.
My pleasure.
And you guys out there, thanks for watching. Take care. Have a good day. Bye.